Greetings from 3Edge Asset Management, and welcome to our monthly View from the Edge report for October 2020. I'm Fritz Foltz, the Chief Investment Strategist here at 3Edge.
I'm Eric Beagleisen, Director of Research here at 3Edge, and it's an absolute delight to be here with you.
Glad to have you, Eric. As we do each month, Eric and I will discuss our firm's most recent outlook for the global capital markets, which is based on our proprietary research model. We have a lot to cover today, and so let's get started and let's talk about the markets. Obviously, the biggest news of this week occurred during the early morning hours on Friday when the White House announced that President Trump had tested positive for coronavirus. Equity markets responded with a day of volatile trading and declines, but it felt as though it could have been much worse. As we head into the final days of the presidential election, markets are weighing the risks of a resurgence of coronavirus against the potential for an additional fiscal stimulus package. Also, as we close the month of September, we also closed the books on the third quarter of 2020, which turned out to be a strong quarter for global equities. Equity markets in the US, Europe, emerging markets, and Japan all advanced rather significantly over the course of the 3 months of Q3 2020. Gold and commodities also were positive for the third quarter. Here in the US, equity markets continue to benefit from the large amount of liquidity provided by the Fed's expansion of their balance sheet. However, this benefit may be waning. In addition, there are conflicting views from medical experts about the future course of the coronavirus. Experts disagree as to whether the worst of COVID-19 global pandemic is behind us and a vaccine is on the horizon, which seems to be the consensus position of a majority of investors, while there are a few medical and infectious disease experts who are concerned about a potential resurgence of the virus, particularly as we enter the flu and pneumonia seasons. Obviously, any resurgence of the virus could force renewed restrictions, which could further endanger the prospects for economic recovery. And with President Trump now contracting the virus, COVID-19 is certainly back on the front page in the United States and around the world. So with all this going on, very glad to have Eric Beagleisen here with me today. Eric, as we know, Director of Investment Research here at 3Edge Asset Management. And so, Eric, why don't we do, as we do each month, discuss the 8 major asset classes that represent our highest level view of our investment universe. And let's see in particular what may have changed since early September. And let's begin by taking a look at the equity markets, which declined in September, but as I mentioned, had a fairly strong run of 3 months in the quarter just ended. And let's begin with Japanese equities, which are currently ranked as the most attractive asset class, not only equity asset class, but of all the asset classes that we model at that first level. So let's start with Japanese equities.
Thanks, Fritz. Yes, as was the case last month, Japanese equities remain the most attractive asset class in our research based on our model's risk-adjusted projected returns. Most notable over the past month of the 4 major equity markets that we model, Japan was the only one with positive returns. And over the past 2 months, while all of these asset classes were positive, Japan equities outperformed them all. So we can see investor optimism through momentum alone in this asset class, but we're also seeing the yield curve measure that we calculate continuing to steepen, which continues to indicate good prospects for future growth ahead. And from a COVID perspective, recent economic data coming out of Japan is showing they have recovered well so far. And as you noted, perhaps may hold up better than other equity asset classes should a second wave of the virus really take root.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that many of the Asian countries have done a much better job in containing COVID-19, that part of the world. They seem to have done a better job at containing the virus. So interesting. What about emerging market equities? Those are also relatively attractive in terms of our model, not quite as attractive as Japan. What are we seeing there?
Agreed, yeah. Like Japanese equities, the yield curve measure we calculate for the emerging markets continues to steepen, again, indicating the potential for future growth. So throughout July and August, international currencies enjoyed this tailwind of a declining U.S. dollar. And this is generally helpful for corporations and governments, particularly in the emerging markets, many of whom borrow in dollar-denominated terms and making it easier to repay and or refinance their debts. Though in September, we saw this small reversal as the U.S. dollar regained some strength. Though against the Chinese renminbi specifically, the dollar continued its decline further, indicating, again, good future prospects for emerging markets broadly. A notable risk, though, is therefore if the U.S. dollar strength continues broadly and specifically with regard to the Chinese currency, that begins to weaken as well, then this could hurt our outlook for EM equities.
Excellent. So let's bring everything back into the U.S. and take a look at U.S. equities. They struggled a bit in September, but still turned in positive investment performance for the quarter. What are we seeing looking out into the fourth quarter?
Yeah, as we've noted for several months now, we still find U.S. equities to be significantly overvalued, on par with the levels last seen just prior to the crash of 1929 and prior to the dot-com bubble bursting in 2000. So not surprisingly, many of the gains we see in the broad-based U.S. indexes are from a small handful of tech companies who in many cases are thriving in this low interest rate and work-from-home environment. Nevertheless, though, while stimulus measures from the Fed and Congress have largely been helpful, at the very least for the equity markets, risks remain about the prospects, the size, and the timing of future stimulus efforts, both monetary and fiscal, which muddles the outlook shorter term in the U.S.
Very good. So lastly, before equity asset classes, why don't we take a look at Germany and tell us what you're seeing there in the model?
Yeah, German equities are now mixed or neutral due to the negative effects of having an outright inverted yield curve measure as we measure it. Though, like in Japan and the emerging markets, the curve measure is heading in a direction of steepening or being less inverted. These effects largely offset one another, leaving this mixed or neutral outlook for the time being.
Very good. So now let's switch from the equity markets to the bond market and take a look at fixed income, both the interest rate environment as well as the credit environment. What are we seeing there?
Yeah, not too much change to note here from last month, actually. Fixed income generally remains heavily influenced by Fed policy actions and has placed the entirety of the U.S. Treasury market curve yielding less than the expected rate of inflation. With regard to credit, we did see a small widening of corporate credit spreads in September, particularly in the high yield space, which is very concerning for not only investments in the credit space, but if it were to continue, would indicate potentially even bigger shifts in our equity outlooks as well, for the worse.
Very good. One thing I found interesting, actually, if you looked at what happened overnight when the announcement was made about President Trump contracting the virus, it was amazing to not see the fixed income, the U.S. Treasury market, move more. We didn't see yields come down in this flight to a safe haven in that environment. It just seems like with all the central banks so involved, those interest rates and the Treasury market are just sort of locked into this tight range. It's very interesting to observe. So let's look now at real assets, and that would be gold and commodities. Gold also struggled during September, but also had a strong third quarter. What are we seeing in terms of gold?
Yeah, gold continues to have a long-term positive outlook despite taking the pause we referenced in September. And negative outright real yields continue to be supportive for the long-term outlook of gold. Also, while the measures the Fed has taken to date in its balance sheet expansion and the lowering of rates to zero has been helpful to our gold outlook, it's signaling recently to hold rates low until late 2023 also helps boost the long-term outlook.
Excellent. So now the other real asset that we cover would be commodities. Commodities, as gold did, commodities struggled in September, but had decent returns over the course of the third quarter. What are we seeing there in terms of our outlook for commodities based on our model research?
Sure. Yeah, the strengthening Chinese currency, the renminbi, we noted earlier, is certainly a positive for commodities broadly as the China recovery may be gaining more steam. But this is probably more than offset by the gain, as we already noted, regarding potential for continued widening and high yield spreads, the potential for continued strengthening in the U.S. dollar, broadly speaking. So taken together, it's overall a mixed or neutral type outlook.
Excellent. And then short-term fixed income, cash equivalents, what are we seeing there?
Yeah, this is what we typically refer to as our dry powder, though, as we noted last month and continuing again this month. You know, opportunities that are now present in Japanese and emerging market equities, as well as gold, leave little dry powder available.
Very good. So, Eric, thank you for getting us caught up on our current outlook for the global capital markets. And now, as we do each month, I'll ask Eric for his three most important takeaways from today's Three Edge View from the Edge video. So, Eric, what do you have for us this month?
Sure. Number one, Japanese equities remain our most attractive asset class. They perform well versus other equity indexes that we model for the past 2 months, and this outperformance may continue. Two, gold continues to have long-term attractiveness as existing monetary and fiscal measures alongside the prospects for future measures should just help continue to make this asset class attractive. And three, risks remain to the current recovery and the outlooks we've presented here, most notably a widening in high yield spreads, a strengthening US dollar, and a global or even a US-centered second wave of the coronavirus, which has been forecast by some prominent research firms.
Very good. Excellent. And in terms of, you know, the recent news that we received about President Trump, as I said, you know, the equity markets certainly reacted. They became more volatile. They had a down day today. Maybe some investors were surprised it wasn't more down than it was. You know, I think it's one of those things that happened in the news that is white hot in the news, but the market can muddle through there. But as you said, there is a long list of other risks out there that we're keeping a close eye on.
That's right.
So, Eric, thank you. That was an excellent summary of our current outlook based on our proprietary model. And Eric and I will be back again in early November, right around election time, with another View from the Edge video. As a reminder, our videos are always available on our YouTube channel, and please feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel in order to receive notifications for any videos that we release in the future. Our videos are also available, of course, on our website. And please feel free to share any of these videos with anyone who you think might be interested. And so from everyone at 3Edge, we urge everyone out there to stay safe, stay strong, and keep the faith. And Eric, thanks again for your insightful comments.
Thank you, Fritz.
And thanks for listening.
Commentary and analysis is intended for information purposes only. The commentary does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy securities. The opinions expressed in View from the Edge are those of Mr. Foltz and Mr. Beagle-Eisen and are subject to change without notice in reaction to shifting market conditions. It is not intended to provide personal investment advice and does not take into account the unique investment objectives and financial situation of the listener. Investors should only seek investment advice from their individual financial advisor. These observations include information from sources that 3Edge believes to be reliable, but the accuracy of such information cannot be guaranteed. Investments, including common stocks, fixed income, commodities, and ETFs, involve the risk of loss that investors should be prepared to bear.